Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I need to hear.
I need to hear.
But your Spirit is speaking.
But your Spirit is speaking.
I need to understand.
I need to understand.
And comprehend.
And comprehend.
Your unfolding plan.
Your unfolding plan.
My heart perceives.
My heart perceives.
My eyes do see.
My eyes do see.
And I will be able to see in that realm.
And I will be able to see in that realm.
To confirm what I'm going through.
To confirm what I'm going through.
Is worth it.
Is worth it. Amen.
I want to take you to Colossians chapter 3 because that's what he told me this afternoon. Late, because I kept saying, God, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And finally, he said, in your brand new Bible, Colossians chapter 3. We will touch a little bit on chapter 2 after I give you the beginning. But I want you to see the coordinates of God's Holy Spirit working tonight. Okay? Because again, Holy Spirit is not playing with us. Chapter 3, verse 1. It's headed by one with Christ in glory. One with Christ in glory. This is the Passion Translation. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection also.
Amen.
Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too.
He's been pounding that home in me like crazy. And I want to tell you, that is like, whoa!
You came out of the grave with him. Hold on to your seatbelts now. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. I repeat. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above. In that kingdom. And that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. In my conversation with my sister today, I reminded her of stuff that was taught to me back in 35 years ago. Live your tomorrows today. Live your tomorrows today. There's no sin in tomorrow. There's no failure in tomorrow. There's no condemnation in tomorrow. But you live it today. And that's what you're believing for, because Mark 11, 24 says, believing you have received, it will be done unto you. So, yes, feast on all of the treasures of the heavenly realm. Did you hear that? Feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realms, and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. That's heavy. But it's truth. Your crucifixion. And there's a footnote. The Aramaic could be translated, your death and your life are both hidden with the Messiah in God. Wow. So, if I personalize it, it's my crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. Yeah. Take that one to the bank and you'll get interest. My crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. And now, your true life is hidden away in God, in Christ. Now, if you change the word Christ, you'll get anointed. Your true life is hidden away in God, in the anointed. And as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will be revealed, for you are now one with him in his glory. Amen. So you may be in this body, but spiritually you're with him. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath again. Come on, way down deep. Say, Holy Spirit, I am hearing. And it's going in. New creation life is the heading before verse 5. Live as one who has died to every form of sexual sin and impurity. Live as one who has died to the desires for forbidden things. Live as one who has died to the desires for forbidden things, including the desires for wealth, which is the essence of idol worship. Now that hurts, because you can't function without finances.
Right.
Okay? But listen again now. Including the desires for wealth, which is the essence of idol worship. When you live in these vices, you ignite the anger of God against these acts of disobedience. That's how you once behaved, characterized by your evil deeds. Before Christ, that's where you lived. But now it's time to eliminate them from your lives once and for all. Are you ready? Anger, fits of rage, all forms of hatred, cursing, filthy speech, and lying. Lay aside your old Adam self. There you go. Lay aside your old Adam self with its masquerades and disguise. I want you to repeat after me. Just close your eyes. This is how I once behaved.
This is how I once behaved.
Characterized by my evil deeds.
Characterized by my evil deeds.
But now it's time to eliminate them. And I need help.
I
can't do this on my own.
From the lives I once and for all.
Anger.
Fits of rage.
All forms of hatred.
Cursing.
Filthy speech.
And lying.
Lay aside
my old Adam self.
My old Adam self.
With its masquerade
and disguise.
For I have now acquired
new creation life.
Which is continually being renewed.
Into the likeness
of the one who created me,
giving me the full revelation of God.
I don't need to wait.
In this new creation life,
my nationality
makes no difference.
My ethnicity
and education
or economic status
matters nothing.
For in Christ
and in Christ,
that means everything
as he lives
in every one of us.
I repeat, for it is Christ.
That means everything
as he lives
in every one of us.
How many felt a stirring in the belly?
Why? Because, see, this is the truth that you can live and you can walk in.
Yes, all this other stuff that we've discussed, okay? They're all real things. But we are living on a higher plateau. We're not sitting in this realm only.
We are new creations, 2 Corinthians 5:17. When we walk and talk and do as he directs us to the best of our ability. Now, if you're like me, you'll find that your soul will jump in and blur, blur, blur. And the next thing you know, you say, wait a minute, what was that? Well, you just found out. It was the old Adam self creeping out, jumping to some kind of display. Amen? You are always and dearly loved by God. So robe yourself with virtue of God, since you have been divinely chosen to be holy. Wow. Be merciful as you endeavor to understand others, and be compassionate, showing kindness towards all. Be gentle and humble, unoffendable. I had never heard that word. But it's cool. Be gentle and humble, unoffendable in your patience with others. Boy, I'd like to change a few people in my life. But tolerate the weaknesses of those in the family of faith. Forgiving one another in the same way you have been graciously forgiven by Jesus Christ. If you find fault with someone, release this same gift of forgiveness to them. For love is supreme and must flow through each of these virtues. Love becomes the mark of true maturity. I like that one. Love becomes the mark of true maturity. Let your hearts be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One, who called you to peace as part of his one body, and always be thankful. Let the word of Christ live in you richly, flooding you with all wisdom. Apply the scriptures as you teach and instruct one another with the psalms and with festive praises and with prophetic songs given to you spontaneously by the Spirit. So sing to God with all your hearts. Let every activity of your lives and every word that comes from your lips be drenched with the beauty of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, who brings you constant praise to God the Father because of what he has done for you. Now, I'm going to back it up a little bit because I want to give you just a smidgen of chapter 2. Starting at verse 16. So why would you allow anyone to judge you because of what you eat or drink? Or insist that you keep the feast, observe new moon celebrations, or the Sabbath? All of these were but a prophetic shadow of the evidence of what would be fulfilled, for the body is now Christ, meaning the corporate body is now anointed. Don't let anyone disqualify you, etc. Verse 20. For you were included in the death of Christ. Ah, really? And have died with him to the religion and powers of this world. Don't retreat back to being bullied by the standards and opinions of religion. For example, their strict requirements. You can't associate with that person, or don't eat with that, or don't eat this or that. You can't touch that. These are the doctrines of men and corrupt customs that are worthless to help you spiritually. For though they may appear to possess the promise of wisdom in their submission to God through the deprivation of their physical bodies, It is actually nothing more than empty rules rooted in religious rituals. So that means you're free to be obedient to him. And again, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection also. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above, for that is where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. And I'll be honest with you. If I said I'm here and I believe, yes, I am here and I believe. Is it a reality in me? No. It's a process. And it will be completed. If I continue to believe that I have received, it will be done unto me. Mark 11:24. Believing I have received, it will be done unto me. So just close your eyes and lift your hands to him. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
I'm believing.
And I'm receiving.
That this word is coming alive in me.
And
it will be a reality for me.
And I will walk in
heavenly places.
And continue to obey.
So please release the grace.
And the angelic assistance.
You did it for Jacob.
They went up and down on that ladder.
Jesus was the ladder.
And he's available right now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Don't stop delivering me.
Because you know those old things that are still in me.
And you know all about how to get rid of them.
So I need the grace
to shovel them out
and to release myself
to be filled with your love
and to be filled with loving myself
the way that you created me.
Hallelujah.
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 God's not done with me yet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm rejoicing.
I'm giving you praise.
Yes, I'm alive.
I've resurrected out of the grave.
I declare this to be a new day. I declare it now. I declare it now. Not next week, not next year. Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This nation will rise out of the dust. And everything that you promised, Lord, will manifest. Everything that you promised for me and for this house will manifest. And my brother and sister will not be buried alive. They will resurrect, and they have already resurrected. And we will taste the goodness of the Lord. Say, I will taste the goodness of the Lord.
In the land of the living.
I will taste the goodness of the Lord.
In the land of the living.
It is a reality.
It's a truth.
Established in the heavens.
It's established in the heavens.
And it's coming into earth.
Right now.
Right into me.
And I will give you the glory.
Hosakia bahasa rabasada makia rotaraya.
Oh rababaka kekeke yukoyate.
Oh rabibekia nama.
Oh rababaha sandra
hata.
Oh
rababaha sandra
hata.
Oh rababaka tanama.
Oh, Roshimana Akosoro no Okosalini Ikina no.